quarterback Colin Kaepernick appears to be without a team this season, but he is not without a movement, which began when he went down on one knee during the national anthem to protest the treatment of African Americans in the United States. In short, for once, the former 49er has no home in the NFL. But a number of players have followed his lead. Thus, the issue of race has imposed itself on the NFL. We turn to Mike Lurie, East Coast sports writer and commentator, to sort out this emerging issue.
This started in the summer of 2016 in earnest during the exhibition season when Colin Kaepernick, you know, decided to make a statement about police brutality against African Americans by kneeling during the national anthem. And he remained in the fold with the San Francisco 49ers, a team that he took to the Super Bowl during the 2012 season when they played the Baltimore Ravens. And what's happened on the field with the 49ers is that the quality of the product surrounding him, as well as Kaepernick's own play, you know, have led to, you know, a series of occurrences, including the fact that they just haven't won as many games. A debate has been kicked off as to whether his societal and political statements are seen as toxic by other teams, because right now he is on the street, as they say, having flamed out with a once successful franchise that on many levels, way beyond quarterback, has gone downhill.
Now, I understand that there's a number of anonymous quotes from some of the NFL owners. So one says no one wants to deal with that, being the controversy. Another one says no one wants the nonsense. It's not collusion. It's just simply common sense. Essentially, they've just not been offered a spot on another team.
I think it really comes down to business. This is a business and money league, but it also comes down to what you can do on the field and what the trade-off is between the two. You go back to Ray Rice with the Baltimore Ravens and everything that fell out of his domestic assault case. There hasn't been a more repentant player, in my view, than Ray Rice. And he's, again, in my view, been more repentant than so many players who, you know, through nuances and whatnot are still able to play. But the difference was that Ray Rice was declining in terms of his on-field performance. A similar issue was at play with Colin Kaepernick, where many general managers, scouts, and pro footballers have said, well, let's leave aside the political statements. We don't think he can play all that well, and here's why. It's because defenses have caught up to his style, and it was a perfect moment, kind of magic storm, that where everything coalesced in his favor during 2012. He had the perfect coach and the perfect system around him. But again, a lot of the protests that you're seeing in support of Colin Kaepernick would say he's at least as good enough to be on a roster as a backup quarterback.
What do we make of these protests? I mean, on the one hand, the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, has said that he supports players who are protesting while attempting to appease fans who disagree. I mean, it seems to me as if Goodell's in this sort of bind.
I would agree. I think the league is to a large extent in general, and there are all kinds of factors going on right now that is putting the NFL, this big machine, this huge money-generating machine, in a difficult spot. White citizens of the country, we can't paint it with a broad brush, who are very offended that someone who's had the opportunity to make substantial amounts of money, you know, over $1 million a year in the NFL, would stage a political protest like this. I would say that Colin Kaepernick is putting his money where his mouth is because he's not getting paid at this point, as opposed to people of color who embrace what he is standing for and have been themselves in situations that many people in the majority population have not.
It seems as if Kaepernick symbolizes the kind of impact, for instance, that prominent sports figures can have in terms of social and political issues, that you seem to see more of that going on now than perhaps ever before.
To me, it seems a double-edged sword, where on the one hand, you could argue that the opportunities are more mitigated because there's so much chatter. There, we have so many forms of receiving information and input than we did, say, in 1968 during the Olympics and the famous Black Power salute, or with Muhammad Ali, around that time, not being eligible, to box for defying to go and be part of military forces during the Vietnam War. On the other hand, there are, more and more platforms for opposition to be put out there and for it to spread. We see what's happening in the ESPN world, where what happened with the controversy with the sports anchor, talk show host Jemele Hill, longtime female African-American commentator or longtime newspaper sports writer, troubles that she received for tweeting about the president, in her view, being a white supremacist. So
she obviously did this on her private Twitter. She apologized, and the ESPN apparently has accepted that and so on, essentially saying it was a personal view. But what are we to make of more and more we see some journalists and in the sports industry saying things that perhaps they might have said in private or to friends, and now it's out on Twitter and it becomes highly charged?
I think reporters have to tread with caution, and often on Twitter you will see, for a journalist's Twitter site, whether it's considered official or not, they will take pains to indicate at the profile opinions expressed are my own. But there's no question that if you want to make a statement and you want to be heard, you can be. And if Jemele Hill did not understand, quote, the risks, unquote, now she does. And I can't speak for her. I don't know her. But I do think that she has succeeded in extending the dialogue. And I think there's some there's something healthy about that.
Mike Lurie, East Coast sports writer and commentator, on quarterback Colin Kaepernick and the issue of race in the NFL. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.